evening, everyone. Hello, this is Bill Bauman, and on the other phone, on the other room, but right here is Donna, and we are here to love you. We are here to embrace you. We are here to join together in just a most magnificent, beautiful, sacred moment together. So, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for making this time, for stepping aside from your regular schedule and your regular activities and just prioritizing your soul, your heart, your spirit, your being, your growth, your freedom, your depth, your truth. And just with that, I want to welcome you from wherever you are, from all around the world, including from the United States. I want to welcome a number of you who happen to be residing at a hotel, perhaps in Las Vegas, where Donna and I live at the moment, because starting tomorrow we have a four-day event here, all centered around the theme of being in, immersing ourselves in, owning and living in our truth. And so it's just the coolest thing. And I really felt a deep inspiration this evening to take that whole theme of truth and invite us into that. So we have, let's just say, almost a couple hundred people who are going to be a part of this conference tomorrow and the next days. And we're joined with them right now, and they're joined with us, so that we can celebrate truth, our truth, and the truth of who we are, and in such a deep, deep, collectively rich way. So thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being you. Just by way of a couple of announcements, I want to mention that we already have somebody on the webcast who wrote a special little greeting to all of us, and that's from Agnes, who is French but comes to us by way of Poland and is residing in a hotel in Las Vegas as we speak, and promised not to fall asleep because she got some coffee. So welcome, Agnes. We're delighted that you're here. And this happens to be September the 8th. I'm sure you woke up thinking that this morning and you said, oh boy, September the 8th. And you said to yourself, isn't that the day in the year 1504 that Michelangelo's statue of David or David was unveiled in Florence? And when you said that, you are so intuitive. You happen to be right about that. But no, others of you said, no, wait a minute. You woke up and you said, isn't this the day in the 1100s that was the birthday of Richard the Lionheart? Well, you're right about that, too. I don't know how you are just so attuned, but you are. So thank you for knowing all those things. I just thought I would take what you knew and put it right back to you. I'd like to thank Donna, again, in the other room, on the phone, as well as on the webcast, for the beautiful art that she has put together for those of you who do happen to be on the web for this precious hour. And I have to warn you, her computer has a couple little gremlins inside tonight. So we'll see how that all works. Anyway, Donna, would you like to say hi to us?
Sure. I'd just say hello. And since we were with you last month, Bill and I had the privilege of spending 4 days in beautiful Yosemite. And if there's ever a spiritual experience, it's standing in the presence of those ancient mountains and huge trees, and that just kind of brings you to a place of awe. So I just wanted to put that in tonight. And with that, I give it back to Bill.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, I want to remind us that each and every one of us is here with each and every one of us. And I assume because there are so many people in Vegas that there would be significantly fewer of us. But actually, we've got quite a few because I don't have exact numbers, but I do have, like, telephone numbers here in front of me. So there are quite a few of us. But I just want to mention that we are all joined together in celebrating, I want to say it two ways, the truth of us. But that's a little too impersonal, celebrating the utter, special, unique being that each one of us is. So I would like to let you know that every one of us is honoring you and celebrating you as a totally unique, one-of-a-kind being, person, presence. And we thank you for being who you are. So with all that, I want to invite all of us to say hi to each other. And, of course, those of you on the phone, that'll be easy because I'll just push a little button in a few seconds and we can all say hi. And that hi is our way of just embracing each other, welcoming each other, and just coming together for a very, very precious, sacred time through the evening. And then those of you on the web, feel free to express that in your own way. Even though we won't hear your voice, we will absolutely feel your presence. And those of you who are tuning in later, the same thing. Just know that even though from a time and space perspective, you're joining us at a future date, in our minds and our hearts, you're here right now. And so right now I am pushing the magic button. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Wow. Whew. Totally amazing. So here we are. Welcome to a sacred hour. As most of you know, and some may be here for the first time or the second time, as most of you know, this is a different kind of an hour. This is not an hour about a special kind of teaching. It's not really an hour dedicated to sort of mental concepts or mind-centered conceptualizations. It's not about an external truth. It's really about allowing us, all of us together, and each of us individually, being held by everybody else just to sit in the space of absolute grace. Just to immerse ourselves and be immersed in the blessings of life, the blessings of creation, the blessings of the divine, the blessings of each other, the blessings of our own soul, if you will. Wherever those blessings, whatever the source of those blessings, that's what this time is. So, I briefly mentioned up front that we've got 4 days coming up here in Las Vegas. Around the theme of truth, I think I labeled it something like the truth, your truth. But the topic I felt like putting out to us this evening is in the form of a question. It's, what is your truth? What is your truth? And so, as I said, I felt this deep inspiration to invite us to come together, not just around that theme of what is your deepest truth? What is your pure truth, your soul's truth, your heart's truth, your wisest truth, your core truth? But not just to come around that and center around that from an understanding point of view, from a conceptualizing point of view, but to immerse ourselves in that truth, to let the miracle nature of the truth that is you just kind of grab you, just take you in, just invite you into its beautiful lair, and to just hold you in the sacredness of you, the beauty of you, the wonder of you, and in the deepest truth of you. And I want to say up front, and I'm sure I'll probably get around to saying it a little bit later, that the deepest truth of us, the core truth of who you are, who I am, who we are, really can't be languaged. It can't be grasped conceptually. We can kind of get there. We can get a hint of it. We can get a sense of it. But to put it into a language that is sort of a language that categorizes things, boxes things, puts things into compartments, if you will, it won't compartmentalize who you are, the truth of you, the reality of you, the depth of you, the miracleness of you almost refuses, like your soul refuses to be really definable. So your truth, in the same way, in one sense, refuses to be put into a language, because then it kind of gets solidified and stagnant, in a sense. And your truth needs to stay alive, wants to stay alive. And so what it does is it whispers to you from within. It it talks to you from within, or it sends you signals, or it gives you its vibes, if you will, so that in a sense you more intuit, you more just know, you more feel, you more experience, you more have an instinctive sense of who you are. So as we talk, and especially as I talk, because you know me, I'm so self-absorbed, all I can do is talk and talk. But as we talk, just to know that in this sacred hour of truth, who you really are, this amazing, in my words, in my value judgment, this amazing, remarkable being that is you, is going to be calling you deep inside. Or perhaps is going to be coming to you, sort of meeting you where you are. But whichever way it is, it's going to be making a kind of a connection. It's going to be coming alive in you. It's going to take this opportunity to just be a fuller presence that you know more deeply, experience more fully, grasp in the deepest core of your being more dynamically, and then this is the big deal, then you get to live it, you get to be it, you get to experience it on a daily basis, and you get to center your whole life and your whole being and your whole mind and your whole thought and your whole decision making and your whole activity and behavior and everything else around this remarkable you, this truth that you are. So let me ramble a bit. As most of you know, I've lived a fair number of years now as a helper. I've just been a helper, a supporter, a feedback giver, a healer, a nurturer, an awakener, an empowerer, all those words to people, and let's say a number of people. And so in those years, one of the things that came to me, and actually came to me just a couple hours ago, actually, if I'm really truthful about it, but you know, I don't like being truthful. But what came to me is that most of us are living two lives at the same time. One is, and this is in the context of what we're talking about, it's a life sourced in our soul, our truth, our wisdom, our source, our hearts. And that's a life that really is about our deepest truth. It's about being who we really are, and it's about being in the integrity and the preciousness and the beauty and the wonder and the authenticity of who we really are. So that's one of the lives that we live. And a second life that we live is a life sourced in themes like obligation or shoulds or societal values or culturally acceptable principles or cognitive beliefs or that kind of thing. Something that's kind of from outside, something we learn all the way from early on in our life when we get read fairy tales and we learn about good parents and evil stepmothers and good versus evil and all of that. And we learn how to shape our lives around some of those basic concepts and beliefs. And I have a sense that actually also never occurred to me until just probably an hour and a half ago. If you just can't stand my honesty, just let me know. But I have a sense that the stresses that we experience, and for whatever reason in the last, 30, 40 years, stress has become a really common word in most of our cultures. But the stress that we experience occurs, I sense, not from the way we're living our truth, living in our souls, but comes from the ways we're living our obligations, living our shoulds, living our those beliefs and obligations that just call us on a regular basis. And so I want to invite us to an awareness. Through this hour, one thing I'm not inviting us to is our trained minds, our valued principles, even our human insights. I'm not inviting us to those obligations or those shoulds. I'm not inviting us to how we cope because a lot of times we have great insights and really strongly and important awarenesses about how to live in a world of obligations and pressures, etc. But I'm not inviting us there, because those are all learned, and oftentimes they're learned from others, from our societies, from our families, from our religions, from our teachings of various ilks, philosophical, psychological, spiritual, etc. Here, instead of that, we're talking about a different kind of truth, a truth that, and here's the way I want to say it, that's innate to you, that's inherent in your being. And so here's my take. And it's interesting, I just, for some reason, the word take came to me this afternoon. And there's a show, TV show, that Donna and I watch from time to time on Sunday mornings on CNN in the United States. And it's Fareed Zakaria is the host of the show. It's called GPS. And he always starts the show with, here's my take. And then he'll talk for 6-7 minutes about his vision, his interpretation, what he knows, if you will. So here's my take. Here's my take on you and me and us. That each one of us is born into humanness as an absolutely unique, one-of-a-kind, special, specialized, distinctive, singular, custom-designed embodiment of everything. Everything that's divine, everything that's infinite, and everything that's possible. But we're embodying all of that, each of us, in a totally unique way. So in other words, we could say, and you are going to just love this, that you and I are, quote, infinity in a bottle, unquote. I know, isn't it adorable? I knew you would just be taken with it. Or divinity in form. Or potential in action. We're all of that, but we're that in a totally unique way. My take is that no one else now, no one else in human history, no one else in the human future is, has been, or ever will be an exact replica of you or me or us. Nobody. And so, interestingly, of all the potential, all the possibilities that exist in creation and in all the creations, there's only one of those that's you. And so it only makes sense, and I'm just being logical here, that since you're so irreplicable, if that's even a word, since you're so totally original, you're an original presence, then the truth that guides you, the truth that is in you, has got to be as singularly unique as you are, and as singularly unique to you, as custom designed as is the very amazing, unique self that you are. That's my take. And so, to say that just another way, there is a singular truth that lives in you and me and us. But let me make it about you, if I may be so bold. There's a singular, simple, profound, phenomenal truth that lives nowhere else, anywhere, except in you. And we can say it lives in your core, or we could say it lives in your soul, or we could say it lives in your heart or in your depths. Or I could put it all together and say it lives in the deepest source of you. And sometimes it may live in your body, or for some people it may live in their energy. But wherever it lives, it's nothing short of the very, 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 very special truth that is just designed for you. That's just right to take the potential that is in the bottle that is you, and make that potential into an expression that's amazing. Or to take that divinity that somehow wants to play on earth and express on earth and based on and sourced in the truth that is like the rudder on the ship of you, the truth that moves you, guides you, inspires you, motivates you, based on that divinity, it's like a slam dunk in terms of that divinity just living this life, this you, being this you in exactly the way that this divinity wants to be. So it's a very special truth that guides your life, that is your source, that inspires you, that is always the measure by which you can evaluate yourself or your decisions or your actions or your feelings or even your thoughts. So if I put that together, here we are together, each of us spending this sacred hour, again, away from the learnings of our minds, away from the habits of our beliefs, away from the conceptualizations and the interpretations and the principles and the values, even the best values that we've got, away from those, and we're here listening attentively, maybe embracing in a whole new way that sacred source that lives in each of us called our personal truth. Wow. So what we've done just in these beginning moments is we've set our inner stage. We've actually invited our awareness into a very, very deep place. And what I'd like to do is to invite us to just let that awareness, let that presence of you stay attuned, attentive, connected, if possible, to your truth, to that truth about you, that truth about your presence, that truth about your life, that truth about your purpose, that truth about every facet of you. While I just talk a little bit in the background. So I have a few questions that I'm just going to put out, and I'm going to ask you ahead of time not to go into your mind, or maybe I'll say it this way. My request is that you maybe disengage from your mind, from any previously learned responses to those questions, to assume you know nothing, and simply open to what I think I'd like to call your intuition. Open to your deepest source of truth that's so there within you. And kind of let the answers come to you. And if they don't come right away, that's fine. Hey, we've got us a whole hour here, really. So I'm just going to ask about, I think, 6 questions. I'm going to pause a little bit in between. Again, just be receptive. And it's fine if they get answered in some way, maybe in words, maybe in pictures, maybe with a feeling or a sense, maybe with an intuitive nudge, maybe with an ancient memory, or maybe in some way that I've not even thought about. And then we'll go from there. So here's the first question. Who are you? Really? Who are you? And right now, what really is your deepest, most core, most central truth? And what still right now, what might be the single most important truth, the most important truth in this moment that wants your awareness or your attention? And if the question is even appropriate, where is that truth alive in you right now? From where, whence does it speak? Where does it hold court? Where does it live? live. And in your own experience of the moment, how connected to this innermost truth are you right now? How bonded with it? How one with it? What is the quality of the connection? And as a last question, if you were right now your deepest, most core, most real truth right now, what would you maybe say to yourself? What would you want you to really hear or know or grasp? What perhaps pure truth, even if it can't be put into words, would you want to give you about who you are? So thank you very much, and I'm going to keep talking, but don't let me take you out of the space that you're in right now. What I'm going to be talking about, again, is more background music. It's just a few thoughts. I jotted about 3 thoughts down probably about an hour ago that I just thought would be maybe something to to entertain your mind with while at a much, much deeper level, this amazing truth of this amazing you is continuing the connection, maybe continuing to answer the questions. So here's and feel free to listen to what I'm saying or just tune it out if you'd like. So my first thought is this, and I pretty much said it up front, that our core basic truth, our foundational, purest, deepest truth, actually cannot be conceptualized. It lives in a space that's beyond what we can verbalize, what we can put into words with our regular three-dimensional mind. And this mind, amazing as it is, remarkable as it is in its capacities, when it comes to some of these deeper or higher or bigger truths, they can get hints. We can get a sense, but they can't really grasp our pure essence, because they're too materially oriented, if you will. And they can't quite fully enough understand our essential truth, so we have to look somewhere else. We have to look somewhere else. In fact, let me say it this way, we have to live somewhere else in order to be rooted in our very core, or our very center, or our very soul, or our very source. And so, in that sense, I'm wondering, and feel free to answer this question or not, on a daily basis, are you living in that somewhere? Are you living in that soul, that center, that core, that source, that truth? Or does it feel more like you're out here living in the regular world? And then maybe, whether in meditation or a time out here or there, or an inspirational reading, then you look to that somewhere else, you look to that deeper space. Whatever the answer, my sense is it's there. It's there in that deep source in each of us. That source lives. And it doesn't just live out there in infinity, out there in divinity, and sure it does, but it lives in here, within you, within me, within each one of us. It's there that our deepest, truest root system lies. In fact, lies in wait, waiting for us to disconnect, waiting for us to come home in ourselves. In fact, waiting for us to live there big time. And so if I use one of my favorite analogies, which is the analogy of a tree, if each of us is like a tree, what we know about trees is that the vast majority of the healthiness, the vitality, the aliveness, the bigness, the truth of the tree comes from its roots. Yes, and some of it comes from the sun and the air and the prana and the chi and the water. But from those sacred roots, from that depth of the earth that just knows how to feed the entire tree through its roots. In that sense, using that as an analogy, each of us has a sacred root system in the middle of which is our sacred truth, the truth of who we are, the truth that knows why we came here, that knows what we're made up of, what kind of ingredients, that knows the quality of the love within us, that knows the quality of the power within us, that knows the quality of the light within us, the quality of the creativity within us, that knows how earth and the earth, air, fire, water qualities of the earth are present in us and moving through us and supporting us and being us, that knows how the sexuality of this three-dimensional space and the planet lives in us and behind the scenes as well as in front of the scenes renews us and gives us life. And how our heart pumps not just blood, but pumps love and pumps energy and vitality within us, and knows how the very foundational cellular, subcellular, subatomic realms of our being have a life force that is unique to us. Sure, we can look at it in general and say, well, sure, we all have that, but it doesn't behave the same in everybody else like it does in us. All of those factors, all of those qualities, they are us and they love us and they give to us and they make us up, and put all of those together and put them in the blender and mix them up, and they come out perfectly guided by the singular truth of who we are. We are, each of us, so amazing. We are literally that divinity put into, yes, a bottle, into a human form, where that divinity living in the truth of us at the core is the echo chamber of our wisdom, of our knowing, of everything that, again, inspires, motivates, moves, guides us, and has the secret, has the utter secret to create a life, a self, an expressiveness, a style of relationships, all together, and even more that are just right for us. So, in that sense, and this is my second thought, for us to be rooted in that deep and pure truth is the key to our human existence. Yes, we can listen to other wisdoms, other teachings, other approaches, other expressions of truth. And some of them might be even very, very, very close to ours, close enough that if we put those clothes on and live from them, that they still work. But even those are not the total full key to our human existence. So to be rooted in your truth is the key to your human existence. It's the pathway that works in leading you to fulfillment. It's the singular, wondrous methodology that makes your human life work, makes it be everything that is possible to be. And you've probably had the same experience I have, which is that every time I try to live my life in a way that's not in accord with that deep truth, it does not work. In fact, for me, it consistently has failed miserably. Every time I try to be what I maybe admire in someone else, but maybe isn't my truth, it's, to use a word that we hear frequently these days, it's disaster. But, in contrast, every time I'm, and I say this for all of us, totally loyal to this truth, totally loyal to it, even if nobody else gets it, nobody else understands it, is to embrace the miracle that you are, that I am, that each of us is, and is to allow that miracle to express and express and express and express. So each of us has a magic formula within, and it's guided by that truth. It's moved and expressed by some invisible soul level, heart level, deep knowing, wisdom, truth level phenomenon of the reality of who we are that has a quality of knowing that doesn't even need a mind to grasp it, but it just moves through our bodies and moves through our psyches and moves through our energetic space into our total knowing. And that magic formula works, even if nothing else ever does. So that leads to my third thought. Over the years, I've wondered. It took me a long time to catch up with who I am, and I wondered why I never had an external teaching, why I was never given that, why I wasn't here to teach. I don't know, this particular approach to awakening, that particular approach to healing, that particular approach to empowerment, or whatever it is. And yes, if you've known me long enough, you know I kind of pick here and there in the potential rich field of options. But I just do that for reference. But I've never, ever been given something that says, here, Bill, this is the key to life, and if you teach people this and if they conform to that, then they'll be free or happy or whatever it is. So I never had a humanly graspable version of truth to teach. And that was a puzzlement to me for a while. But over time, I started to realize, and the answer to you, I'm sure, is clear. And I've kind of known it for a number of years now, but I realized that the reason for that is that my role is to help each person find her or his or her own truth. Very own truth within him or herself. That even if there are some generalizable external expressions of truth, and sure there are, it's always, always up to each one of us to find that truth within ourselves in its individualized form, in its custom designed form, in, let's say, our own soul. And that's why I remember a couple of newsletters ago I mentioned an example of Mohandas Gandhi, the Mahatma, who not long before his death wrote where I read it right now, but that if he had his way, upon his death, he would have every book that he ever wrote, and he wrote a lot of them, burned, and every teaching he ever put forth, either burned or gotten rid of, kind of exited out of the human memory field. And when asked why that was, he said, because each person gets born into life in order to find that within himself. And that to me was an amazing statement. And of course, in the field of psychology, it's said over and over, all the answers are within. And it's said in philosophy, and it's said in religion, and it's said in all sorts of ways. So here we are. I just shared these few thoughts while those questions, those six questions I asked earlier, just still kind of float around our personal and collective psyche and are still being perhaps answered. So what I'd like to do in the next maybe 10 minutes or so is I'd like to lead us in. I don't really have a label. I could call it a guided meditation, but let me call it a journey. I'd like to lead us in a journey. And again, if you're in your own space and don't want to come on this journey, maybe your journey's happening in your own way, please feel free to just stay there. But if you feel like joining me, I'd like to lead us on a journey from wherever you are to that truth, to your truth, to the singular truth that is just yours, belongs to no one else, is applicable to nobody else, has no value for anyone else. And that's why sometimes when somebody says to me, gee, Bill, why don't you write a book about, all the truth you've gathered and all that you know? I could do that, but one, I would be bored, and two, I don't think it would be very applicable. So I have been a fan of each one of us taking that daring, bold step of taking total charge of the quest, the journey, the calling to find our truth within, to go in that, quote, the answers are within us, unquote, space, and just travel to that space or non-space where the truth of you lives. I've not only been a fan of that, it's really what I've dedicated my life to. And yes, I do so frequently function as an expresser of someone's truth to them. If someone asks me a question, I never, ever, ever go to a theoretical answer. I always go to that person's truth, that person's source. And I just let that source use me as a vehicle to express to that person what that truth is. But what thrills me, what I feel my much bigger calling is to invite each person, to invite each one of us to be in charge of that journey, be in charge of that discovery, be in charge of that connection, be in charge of that immersion in your truth, be in charge of the living out of, the becoming aware of, and the living out of what is the pure truth of you. And so my sense and my assumption in the time, in the 45 minutes or so that we've been together so far, is that, wow, the truth within you has been and is speaking, perhaps in a non-mentally conceptualized way, been speaking, been vibrating, been resonating, been intuiting, been instincting, been vibrating, been feeling its way through your being, and is ready to have you take charge of that. So, join with me if you feel like it as I briefly just lead us with words into that truth that you are beautifully in charge of being one with now. Let's start our journey in your heart, in your precious, beautiful, love-filled, sacred heart. It's a beautiful, beautiful heart. It's a heart filled not just with love, but with an amazing light. It's a heart that, yes, in its physical manifestation, feeds blood, but feeds blood filled with oxygen and filled with prana and filled with chi and filled with energy and filled with vitality and filled with life into and through your very being. But it's a heart that, in its etheric nature, feeds light and love through those same veins and through your chakras and through your energy field into every facet of who you are. It's a heart that loves you so much that it nurtures you every minute of every day. And this heart holds your truth. Your truth. And so as you just settle into your heart for these brief moments now, and drink in that love and that light. Drink in that nurturing and nourishment. Drink in aliveness and presence. And feel loved and feel love. As you do that, notice what your heart's truth is. What your heart's truth is. It's an amazing truth. If I were your heart, and in one sense I'm not, but if I were, I would say to you, now that you're here, oh, thank you. Thank you for just bathing in my waters, sitting in my comfortable chair. Thank you for immersing yourself in my deepest knowing. And then I would say, here's what I, your heart, know about you, and know that I really, really, really want to say to you. You are, in your deepest, deepest self and nature, you are pure, pure light, and pure, pure love. And your pure light, the pure light that you are, is all about the light of freedom, the light of spaciousness, the light of being creative and alive and spontaneous and joyful, and your love. The love that you are is the force that leaves you so valuing you and celebrating you and honoring you and seeing the divine truth and the amazingness of who you are enough so that you give yourself full permission to come alive and be that light and be that spontaneity and that freedom and that joy and that creativity. Right now and every minute of every day. So I, your heart, share with you that truth of your being. And feel free, I, Bill, say, feel free to just stay there if you'd like. But if you'd like to continue on with me, let's continue the journey. Down deeper, perhaps, into your soul. Into your soul, however you conceptualize or visualize that, wherever you sense it being or not being, if it has a form or if it doesn't have a form, doesn't matter. And here we are at the doorway of your soul. And we're knocking. And your soul says, oh, please, please come in. I've been waiting for you. And we enter into this pure expression of isness, the very essence of you that we call your soul. And that's why so often the soul, for some of us, does have it, but so often does not have an energetic form. It's just pure essence, pure being. And so, on our behalf, I would ask your soul, you, the very purest being, the very essence, the very isness of this person, what is the truth that you hold, that you harbor, that you contain, and that you feed into this person every minute of every day? Perhaps without this person even knowing. What is that essential truth? And this, of course, does not have any words that can contain the vastness or the elegance or the simplicity or the silence of what this soulful truth is. But if I would acknowledge that and yet dare to attempt some inadequate words, speaking as your soul, I would say this: I am. And I am the essential you, which means you are. And you are grounded in the very being of me, of you, of life, of everything. You are the eye of every storm. You are the center of every creation. You are the divine. Yes, the divine is out there, everywhere, but the divine is you, in the deepest core truth of you. And then I would say to you, be that divine. Be that ground. Be that being. Be that essence in ways that not only can't be conceptualized or verbalized, but can't even be imagined. But be it, because that very being of you has a power that is indefatigable, has a source, has a strength, has an authority, has a ground, has a root system, that when you are that, you know you are strong and your life is built upon that ground. And finally, just in the last little bit, let us, if it's even possible, go deeper to, let me just call it, the ultimate source. The ultimate source of truth. Some of you might call that the absolute source or the quantum source, but let's not do labels. Just the ultimate source of truth. And while you're there, where it has absolutely no words, but where you're just present, where that source of truth just claims you for this moment and for however long, I would like to end with a quiet blessing, the blessing of your truth. And if I may, for one final time, be the voice of your truth, the truth of your heart, the truth of your soul, the truth of this source, I would bless you in this way. As your truth, it is my responsibility, and a joyous one at that, to keep calling you, inviting you, reminding you, to keep echoing the truth of you in ways that keep inspiring you to be that truth more fully, more fully, and more fully. In this moment, as the capstone of this hour, I, your truth, give you this blessing, that just as we have met in this moment, I will reach out to you every day and many, many times every day for an equal meeting, connection, immersion, touching, and oneness. For truly, you are me, and I am the essence of you. Together we are mighty. Separate, we are weak. I am never weak. Come to me every day and be me, your source, your truth. Thank you, everybody. And I really mean just the most precious, precious thank you. I know you may be in a kind of a very deep space. I'm going to, in a minute, just sort of open up the phone lines and the web for anybody who would like to share anything, especially of a personal nature. I'll just remind you that we, just in the few minutes we have left, that this is not a time to ask me questions. We try in this hour at least to keep away from the mind a little bit. Let me see. Where? I have to bring myself back here. So I think I've got it. So if you on the phone want to express anything, please, all you need to do is press *2 on your phone, and that will give me a little signal that you want to express something, and I'll call on you. And if you're on the web, I will just, that's not it. There it is. I got the wrong one. I will just click my little button, and oh my goodness, we've got all sorts of things on here. So I'm going to start just by expressing a little something here. A beautiful expression from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, from Amelia. Thank you. So happy to be here, and thanks for the reminder, Amelia, about recording. It happened. And Adrian Elizabeth from Hawaii, it's really hard to express how much love I have, but here's an example. On the most beautiful day in the universe, I actually left the blissful waters of Hanalei Bay to come listen to your wonderful teleconference. Oh, how precious and beautiful. Thank you. A few more from her, and just out of the interest of time, I won't read the rest. Adrian, you be the best. Thank you so much. And I'm going back to, we've got a couple of people. So we have somebody from area code 610. I think I have a sense of who that just might be. And I think if I push this button, it's there. Hi. You are
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Lisa Gettner.
I thought it was you, Lisa. Hello.
Hi. I just have so much emotion inside of me tonight. And it was just such a beautiful, powerful message. And, I can barely speak.
Oh.
It just means so much to me. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for always being there and for your love and your support that I just don't know how to live without it. I don't even have words tonight. I just thank you, and I just have such deep love for you, and I thank you.
Oh, Lisa, you are so beautiful and precious.
So much.
Thank you. I am deeply touched, and I just take your love and share it with everybody here. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice
yes.
Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And we have, I bet I know who this is, area code 703. There, I pushed it right. Hi.
Hi, it's Carol.
Hello, Carol. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, I almost didn't raise my hand because it meant pulling out a little bit of my meditation.
Yes.
But I just thank you so much, Bill, for this night and for this meditation that we can come back to again and again.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Yay.
I'm just very, very appreciative.
Oh, Carol,
of this night and of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And I'm so appreciative of you, and thank you. And then just only because it's I just looked at my clock, it's time for us to stop. I really want to take the expressions of love that both Lisa and Carol have just expressed and just spread it around. I speak for Donna and me. This cute little mission of ours, this calling to be so present to you has been In its simplest and most beautiful form, it's been a mission of love. And it's, and I think one of the most essential truths of probably every one of us here is that love has called us, and we embody infinite love, and that love lives in us, in our bodies, in our hearts, in our everything, in ways that are just miraculous and exquisite. And when we give ourselves permission to let that love just be, and to let the truth of that love just be, it's an amazing thing. And so I share everybody's love with all of us. And I just want to invite us for the next month to let that love be its own blessing. Let that love be its own empowering force and presence for each one of us. Because we're never alone, even if we feel like we are. That love is always there. So mine, Donna's, everybody's here. Everybody's love is with you for this next month. And then I think I want to announce that, and those of you on the web see it because Donna put it up, that our next get-together happens to be October the 13th, and just a month from now, and I will look so forward to being with you. And I thank all of you again for being here. This has been such a sacred, sacred time. And I've got one more great technological thing to do, and that is press another button so we can all say goodbye to each other. So, again, those of us on the phone, on the web, even though we won't hear you verbally, and those of you who are here later, we just say our goodbye in a way that is our blessing on each and every one of us. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Oh, my. I love you, and have a beautiful, beautiful month.